Psalms, Week 3, Day 1, Contrasting Hypocrisy with the Lord's Clean Sayings. Psalm 12, To the Victor upon the Sheminith, a Psalm of David. Sheminith seems to be a musical instrument with 8 strings. Save, O Yehovah, for the Merciful One has come to an end. For the faithful fail from the sons of man. They speak vanity, a man with his companion, with a flattering lip, with one heart and a second heart they speak. Yehovah will cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that speaks great things. Those who say, as to our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is Lord to us? From the devastation of the afflicted, from the groaning of the needy, now will I arise, says Yehovah. I will set him in safety from him who puffs at him. Silver, the sayings of Yehovah are clean sayings, silver refined in a crucible of earth, refined sevenfold. Thou, O Yehovah, will keep them. Thou wilt preserve him from this generation to eternity. The wicked walk all around, as worthlessness is exalted for the sons of man. In the Prophets and Psalms, summary, the first 3 verses, first 4 verses, are about how there are no longer any good people, but only hypocrites. This is the church totally devastated in its rejection. And then the last 4 verses, the explanation is the Lord will to eternity deliver the good as against the evil. And the topic there is a new church in place of the former. So then we read about the spiritual sense in some more detail, explaining the words flattering lips. Our lips are with us. The Arcana says here, lips are falsities. The Lord exposes the hypocrisy of church leaders. As hypocrisy is evil, appearing outwardly as good, but is inwardly defiled with things false and profane, therefore the Lord says in Matthew, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make yourselves like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear just to men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. It's Matthew 23. We read about hypocrisy vastating or destroying the church. Babylon, or Babel, means the church consisting of those who by means of the holy things of the church strive to gain dominion over the whole world, and this by dominion over the souls of men, claiming to themselves authority to save whomever they will. And these finally seek dominion over heaven and hell and make it their own. And to this end, they draw and transfer to themselves all the Lord's authority as if it had been given them by him. The church consisting of such people is very different in the beginning from what it becomes in process of time. In the beginning, they are, as it were, in zeal for the salvation of men. But in that zeal, the fire of domineering lies hidden. And in process of time, as dominion increases, it breaks out. And so far as it comes into act, the holy things of the church become the means, and dominion itself becomes the end or goal. And when dominion becomes the end, the holy things of the church are applied to that end and thus to themselves. And then they not only ascribe the salvation of souls to their own authority, but they also appropriate to themselves all the Lord's divine power. And when they do this, they pervert every good and every truth of the church, and thus profane the holy things of the church. So that's Apocalypse Explained 1029. And here's the antidote: silver refined in a crucible of earth, refined sevenfold. This is Arcana Celestia 720. The Lord's coming into the world and in glory, and every coming of the Lord is described by the seventh day. And it appears in Psalm 12, verse 6, that silver was most pure when purified seven times. From all these passages, it is plain that seven does not signify seven, but things that are holy. And in Apocalypse Explained 257, we read, silver signifies truth from the divine. Purified seven times means holy and fully pure. Questions and comments. Number one, the psalm speaks of the evil gaining power through flattering lips and prevailing by the tongue, and of the good being puffed or scoffed at. Is this something you have seen? Number two, the psalm is about the church being destroyed by hypocrites. In Matthew 23, Jesus criticizes the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees at length. Have you heard of or seen modern examples of this? Number three, Jesus raised up a new church by his clean sayings, like silver refined sevenfold. What are some of your favorite clean sayings in the Word on which you base your life?